100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. And I just got to say, this sounds like crap. I mean, I've got my Plantronics headset, which has sounded decent most of the time. And unfortunately, this is fuzzing out, and my Yeti microphone is down for the count, apparently. It's not working on this laptop. I don't know what the deal is, but I'll get things worked out eventually. Also, I'm on Audacity 2.0 now. No, 2.2. You have to add a new track. You have to do this. It used to automatically add a track. Now I'm sure there's a setting that I have to dig for. Every time there's a new version of some software, it screws something up. I have to go in and change all the assumptions that it used to make. It's so frustrating. So anyway, the topic this week, it's a weekly challenge. It's point. I mean, what's the point? I don't know. We'll find out. You can just go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for a list of all the storytellers. If you're wondering where your story is, well, that's because I put this together before you sent your story in. If you're late and you want your story, send it in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Please send it in. You went through the trouble of putting it together? Hey, let people hear it. Speaking of letting people hear it, let's begin.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called On Point. My oldest living friend could have been anything in life he chose. Way smart and athletic. So it wasn't that surprising he chose to be a dancer. Had a whole slew of dancer girlfriends. Despite the elegance of form, the silhouette on point, what is holding the minimal connection to the earth are truly battered toes and soles. Dancers' feet are a serious wreck. Such is the cost of defying gravity. Full impact with the floor. One time, as he painfully pulled off his shoes, I asked, "How do you stand the pain?" He said, "By the healing grace of applause." And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
I presume Larry Leathersack and Terry Tenjatuna would make it their point to open the restaurant soon. They plan to be unique. The most extraordinary thing they planned to do when greeting and seating a supper guest was to ladle a small portion of gravy on the guest's shirt as the server took their order. This would not only break the ice, but the guest would feel at home upon entry, and not suffer the embarrassment of spilling food on themselves during their dining experience. The restaurant reviewers went crazy. The hipster diners couldn't wait to make a reservation. Number 2. Sheena was the unfortunate victim of a birth defect. Although perfect in every other way, her head came to a sharp point. Teased at school without mercy or care for her condition, Sheena would hide her deformity with a large, afro wig or a thickly knitted, wool cap when she ventured out. Her teen years were painful, and she had little hope of finding employment or a life partner. Sheena turned down dozens of lucrative offers to headline in sideshows, but made an excellent, sustainable living, as she became the object of desire and devotion to thousands of Hollywood fetishists.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. And now, point. The smiths worked through the night hammering and filing, making sure each point was strong and razor sharp. The crashing waves mixed with the sounds of the fiery metal being shaped on a dozen anvils. Before sunrise, the drums began to beat. The sleeping army stirred to life and prepared themselves. There was the clanging of steel as warriors tested new spears. the rustle of sharkskin armor being adjusted and laced up. At first light, the drums sped up and abruptly ceased. A brief moment of silence, and then the order rang out across the camp. Saddle up the dolphins.
Hello. Philip Norville Joe Carroll, of NorvilleJoe.com, and of the Young Adult Books podcast is working so hard on NaNoWriMo that he doesn't want to stop and record his story for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 602, with the prompt of point. Here's 100 words, right out of today's word count. The story this year is, The Galactic Battle Base, Space Dust. Axel sipped at his fruit juice, sitting at his regular table. Torque stood by one of the entrances to the rec center eyeing everyone who walked in. Sent cruised through the crowd confronting anyone unfamiliar. A single security guard, obvious in his blood-red jumpsuit, stepped in from the passage and spoke to Torque. Can you point me to a man named Axel?
I don't know anyone by that name, Torque said.
Don't lie to me. He'll want to deal with me. I found something he needs. Something he'll want to buy that will earn him lots of credits. Thanks for listening. I hope you remembered to turn your clocks back. And we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. My mother always said, it was rude to point. Although I could never quite figure out why. So, every time, I asked her why it was rude. And she'd invariably counter with, it just is okay. Eventually, she got wise to me. Just remember, she'd say. When you point the finger at somebody, there's always three pointing back at you. I never took any notice. I knew that to succeed, you not only have to be rude, but ruthless too. And, let's be honest, when it's a gun you're pointing at somebody, there's only one finger that really matters.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Mark and Ron placed their oil lanterns down and waited for a long time. The horizon was a flat line, and the darkness extended as far as the eye could see. A few bright stars twinkled in the cloudy sky. Look, Mark traced an imaginary line from the tip of Ron's finger to its destiny over the water. Can you see it? Mark squinted his eyes. We'll have to go there, Mark nodded. By the end of that long night, they would be richer, but not happier. There was a baby in the wreckage, and they couldn't do anything about it. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Good evening, as Vincent Price might say. This is Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 602 on the topic of point. I had so much fun with the word that I have two stories, both called Missing the Point. And part one starts this way. Damien, Seth's boss, pointedly shut the door before the performance review. The boss went down his talking points item by item. "Let me get right to the point. You haven't been doing a good job. I hate to point this out to you, but unless your performance improves, we're going to have to let you go." Seth stared at Damien, who reminded him of the pointy-headed boss in Dilbert. "I am what I am, dude. No point in trying to teach old dogs new tricks." Damien broke the point of his pencil by grinding it against his mahogany desk, the gouge joining many siblings. And missing the point, part two. Damien focused on the point of Seth's nose. Trying to keep the incredulity out of his voice, he said, "You're telling me there's no point in this review? Well, I anticipated this and got HR's approval for what I'm about to do next." He walked around his desk to where Seth stood. He kicked Seth hard in the ass with the point of his boot. As Seth rubbed his sore rear end, Damien pushed Seth out the open window, where Seth fell into a trash bin that was lined with spikes. As Seth writhed on the sharpened points, Damien called his boss to report another successful performance review. Beelzebub Industries would have another record quarter. And more to the point, Damien expected another substantial bonus. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello there, all you people in Internet 100 Word Story Weekly Challenge Land. This is Richard. I've got two stories on the topic of point. The first is called Happily Married. My wife. Every argument, always the same. "Just what exactly is your point?" She'd argue in that whiny, irritating voice over and over again. Other times it was, "Will you just get to the point, for crying out loud?" Eventually, I was wondering myself, what was the point in carrying on? Why bother? Because it was pretty much pointless. So, I decided to do away with her. Stabbed her 28 times, once for every year of our marriage. As she breathed her last, I stood over her bloody body. "You got the point that time, didn't you, bitch?" This story is called No Return. We talk about the point of no return, but it's not what we think. Many times I've passed that point, but I've always returned. And frequently, after making a comeback, it's only to reach the point of no return all over again at some time further down the line. But I do sometimes worry I may be pushing my luck. After all, there must be a limit to how many times you can reach that point and still keep coming back. Perhaps you could say that I'm reaching the point of no return for reaching the point of no return. And on that deep philosophical note, I shall go off and be deeply philosophical elsewhere. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I remember our first babysitter, Stuart. Our behavior was measured in points. 25 points was the most we could get. That got the Lick-A-Maid fruit-flavored candy dust with vanilla sticks. As we misbehaved, we lost points. At 15, we got Snickers bars. At 10, a Hershey bar. And at 3, only a York peppermint. Me, I was a bad kid. I misbehaved constantly. 0 points got me a beating in the backyard and a mouthful of mud as my brother yelled, "Why the fuck are you such an asshole?" at me. Because I knew where Stuart hid the candy.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of point. I hope you enjoyed this. Let people know in the comments at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Otherwise, people are going to go, oh. Then you have to fall upon your self-esteem and say, hey, I enjoyed writing one. I don't care what other people think. There you go. The next topic is chasing your tail. So you've got a week to write something up. The instructions are one a day until the day. I keep saying that URL. I wonder why. Anyway, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.